Hello,
it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is Obsessed. Y'all, it is the end of the year.
I can't believe it's over.
I literally can't
either. 3 weeks.
It's insane. Like 3 weeks, and we're in 2016.
I don't even know what my resolution was this year.
Mine was I'm sure to lose weight.
I don't think I had one. Maybe that's why my just felt like I was wandering around,
just and floating through life this year. Quick roundup of November.
Yes.
It was a crazy month.
Insane. Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Thanksgiving was crazy. I went to Texas to visit my mom's side of the family. 15 people in one house.
Oh my God.
It was really fun.
For how many days?
For like 4 days.
What?
Like legit 15 people in one house.
That's crazy.
Great fun time. Also stressful time. But you know, that's what the holidays are all about.
The most wonderful time of the year.
I know. And you had kind of a stressful Thanksgiving too.
I did. Well, I was house sitting for Henry.
Yeah.
Or
he was babysitting Henry.
He was an angel.
Oh, I love
it. A little angel. But I had Thanksgiving at Corey's house. I had 17 people here, which I was not really counting
on. Which blows my mind. I don't know if we've ever had 17 people here.
Yeah. I was a little stressed out. Because it went from like a small, quiet night, a group of 10, to like everyone bringing somebody.
Yeah.
But I was like, shuffled everyone in. Everyone made their own dish. Shuffled them out. Got it done in like 4 hours.
I'm so proud of you. I would have never have known either. The house looked immaculate. Great job.
Thanks. I was worried.
You did a great job. So yeah, that was pretty much just Thanksgiving. Like definitely been like gorge eating all month long.
So much pie.
Oh my God.
You fried a turkey in your house.
That's insane. Well, the thing is, when I was in Texas, we ate so much every night. Because it was like, oh, we have to go eat Tex-Mex and we have to get barbecue while we're here. And we
Let's
have to
go
get
out.
Fried
yeah.
fish. And like craziness. So yeah, kind
I feel
of
like I like barely have seen you this month.
I know. I mean,
one time we did see each other, we got paparazzi for the first time. It was so crazy. I now like know what it feels
like.
I
mean, like this is not a joke, guys. You can go look us up. We have officially been paparazzied.
They were maybe taking a picture of Selma Blair.
We're maybe in the background, super blurry.
We think they were like killing two birds with one stone. Like they were also getting us.
Totally. It was so funny.
Grove.
So Connor and I were at the Grove and we're like walking, like just absentmindedly. And then we notice like all these photographers and we're literally searching around. We're like, who is it? Who is it? We realize we've been walking next to Selma Blair for like five
like her
minutes.
Child. She looked really stressed out.
She did. I mean, it would be kind of stressful with your kid and all
but
these
But you thought maybe she called them.
Okay. The reason why I say that is no hate on Selma Blair, but she is like coming out in a new show.
Yeah.
She's not like
that
famous.
Famous.
I mean, she's like, I wish I
but
had her career.
But she is playing one of the most famous people in the world, technically.
Kris Jenner
is like really famous.
That really is true. And that day, American Crime Story preview had come out, which you guys need to watch. It looks phenomenal. It gave me chills.
And Selma Blair does look good as Kris Jenner.
She looks great.
Connie Britton as the morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
Giving me life.
She was so terrified of him.
I mean, David Schwimmer looked really good
as
Rob
Kardashian.
Yeah.
Sarah Paulson serving me realness.
Sarah Paulson looks phenomenal.
Always.
And if you just heard, I just got a little beep on my phone because the other big exciting thing besides us being paparazzied is today, so not really November, but whatever. Today, Connor and I found out that the web series that we're in, Gay, Straight, Married, you guys have heard us talk about it before, just made the top 20 for HBO's Project Greenlight digital series. So we're feeling good.
Really, really exciting.
Yeah.
So all of our 10 listeners,
please
we have
come
a
vote.
Little favor to ask of you.
Please.
Just go to projectgreenlight.com. Look for the digital series page. Vote for Gay, Straight, Married. Just
you only
vote
have to vote
one
once.
Time. That's
vote
it.
Once. It's not that bad.
Because hopefully we can get some money to make this series made.
Yeah.
And you can see our faces instead of just hear
I
our
know.
Voices.
It'd be my dream come true if we got to like be in an actual series together.
Oh my goodness.
Be amazing. So so this year is ending. It's ending good.
I'm looking forward to the next.
Oh, I am too. It had a lot of highs, but a lot of lows too.
And let's wrap up some obsessions for the year.
Let's do it. I hate that I remember. I wish I could forget what you did last December. You left my heart a mess, but you blew it. How could you do it? Do it.
So since we last saw you, our one of our top favorite shows is finally back from
perfection.
A long hiatus. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills have returned in all of their diamond-studded glory.
Their $75,000 sunglasses glory. Okay, they're back.
Can we remind ourselves that they made fun of that one chick for the $25,000 sunglasses?
In, like, the first season.
Yeah, and now they're, like, buying $75,000 sunglasses.
You guys, if you don't watch the show, clearly you should. It's television perfection on Bravo, obviously. Connor and I's spirit animal, Lisa Rinna, is back giving us life.
I just feel like I am so similar to her because, like, I would do, like, she will do anything to make a buck.
Hello,
for her career.
Literally anything. I'm like, can I just work?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I feel like we connect to her because we're like, yes, I will sell anything. Just give me a job, please.
She is perfection.
She's made the most money she's ever made in her life, which she proudly will tell you from a Depends commercial.
Depends commercials were everywhere.
They were. And I mean, I'm guessing she made multiple millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. She said in the reunion last year, like, way over, like, seven figures.
That's insane. Yeah. I mean, hell yes, I would do that. I would gladly be in a Depends commercial for
Saved our bacon, she said.
I love her. Just pretty much everything about this show is great. One, because it has places that we recognize in it, which I get excited about. One of the housewives' husbands came into my work the other day, and I was, like, freaking out.
Wait, who came
Nobody in? Else cared. Mauricio.
He's the hottest one.
I know. He was wearing a baseball hat. He came in. He didn't sit down. He came in and he was walking around the restaurant looking for somebody, maybe Kyle, because she goes to the Italian place next door a lot. Mm-hmm. And I saw him. And at first I was like, who is that? I recognize him. How do I recognize him? And I was like asking people and they were like, we don't know. And then it literally hit me and I was like, Housewives, like, started freaking out, and then he left. But he was, like, just, like, in jeans and a t-shirt and just wearing a baseball hat.
I've had more and more celebs coming into my restaurant, too.
I know. I waited on
Amanda Seyfried last week. I waited on Logan Lerman last Saturday night.
So cute.
From Personating Wallflower. So adorable. Yeah. So nice. So cute.
Love that he's nice.
And other than that, I'm just super obsessed with Christmas right now.
I mean, Christmas is, like, my main obsession. Like, I already have my whole place decked. Honestly, yeah. I decked it before Thanksgiving.
I got to enjoy it.
Yeah, like, which I never do. But I don't know. I just couldn't wait this year. I'm really excited about it. We're both going home this year.
Christmas in Connecticut. I can't wait.
Christmas in Arkansas. I can't wait. It's like, the reason why it's my obsession is because I essentially just revert back to being, like, 16 again. One, because, like, all of my best friends I went to high school with, when we all get together, we essentially act like we're 16. So I'm going to see all of them. I'm going to see The Little Mermaid with my grandmother and my mom and, like, a group of my girlfriends. It's like we already have all these things planned out. And it's just, like, not having to worry about anything else besides, like, when am I going to get my next drink is all I have to think about.
And I'm just so obsessed with Christmas music right now.
Oh, yes.
I really love that Kristen Bell song. It came out last year. Text Me Merry Christmas.
Oh, I vaguely remember
it. It's so cute.
Okay. I haven't really been listening to a lot of Christmas music yet.
Christmas pop Spotify playlist is what I'm listening to now. Some Ariana Grande. It's good.
Okay. That's what I need to listen to because the car radio one is, like, a little bit too old. Like,
yeah. I've been, like, working out to Christmas music, and my sister is, like, making fun of me.
Oh, I like it, though.
But, like, I'm just getting festive.
Yeah. I mean, have you been listening? Obviously, Kelly Clarkson.
Obviously.
She's the best Christmas album.
I mean, I'd say every year I say that we need to, like, make this Christmas album, like, more well-known.
It's true. So I will say Kelly Clarkson's Christmas album is my favorite Christmas album.
It's just so good. And, like, I was talking to my other BFF, Julia, the other day, and she was talking about how all of a sudden this time of year, Mariah Carey starts getting all this press because she's like the patron saint of Christmas.
Well, I mean, if you guys haven't seen, she's going to be in a movie that I think she directed or wrote or something.
She directed
it's on the
it.
Hallmark Channel.
Have you seen the clip from it?
Yeah, it looks bad.
I don't even think her and Lacey Chabert, Gretchen Wieners from Mean Girls, were in the same room when they filmed it. Like, you can tell they were not together.
I need to figure out
the
when
pauses,
it's playing.
The dramatic pauses are amazing.
Mariah Carey, Christmas
but
magic.
We want to start a change.org petition to, like, dethrone. Okay, like, in her heyday, she was great. But have we not seen the dozens of times she's massacred that song live?
I know.
She's done.
She is done. But
sit
down. That song, so, and her one that she came out with, like, 5 years ago, that, like, Santa, da 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 da. I can't remember it, but it's good.
She's just too much.
I know. But Kelly Clarkson's album really is the best. And it becomes my obsession every time this year.
I'm just so excited for Christmas.
I know, me too. Holidays.
Woo-hoo. Text me Merry Christmas. Let me know you care. Just a word or two of text from you will remind me you're still there. You don't have to add much to it. One smiley face will do. Baby, text me Merry Christmas, 'cause I'm missing
I mean, the year is 3 weeks. It's done. So we've wrapped it up. We've done what we could with 2015.
Made the most.
We've made the most
made
of it.
Made lemonade.
You know, we did. I mean, there were some good times, but I am looking forward to 2016. I feel like career-wise.
It's a good number, 2016.
Ew, it does.
It sounds
yeah.
nice. It sounds promising.
I feel like it's going to be our year. Like, I feel like we yeah. laid the groundwork a lot in
yeah.
2015.
We hustled.
We really hustled. And now it's starting to finally feel like it'll pay off. Maybe we'll be starring in a new show in January.
Let's
that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
We're both going home. I'm excited.
Yes, we're both going home. I mean, I'll definitely, like, I'm gonna need to be on a diet at some point. Right now, I've kind of just throwing it out the
window.
I'm
already like preemptively like, okay, January is probably gonna be no drink January.
Oh, for sure. Well, I have a Christmas party tonight, and it's the beginning of December. Oh. The Christmas parties are starting this week. I have so many coming up. I got invited. I'm
Ooh,
so
yeah.
excited to Bella and the Bulldogs, the
so
show that
legit.
I've been on for Nickelodeon. They invited me to their party. I'm feeling very legit. So that'll be fun.
Party with the Nickelodeon stars.
Yeah. Like,
you gotta find out where their after party is and go with them.
Where the after party is.
Like, you have to be like, the girl's like too drunk.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Guys, where's the after party?
That's what I need to like really keep on check. Like, I should
like,
probably just order
like
a Sprite.
Kristen Johnson in Sex and City when she like falls out the window.
Oh, my God. Please do not let that be me. Like, I need to keep a lock on myself. But yeah, so just enjoy it. Forget about calories. They don't count in December.
No.
Eat those Christmas cookies. Drink that eggnog.
And
Party
then
it up.
January will hit you hard in the face.
Yes, it will. And we'll be here hungover with you.
Yes.
So Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.